104, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Permits to build apartments have more than doubled in Colorado since the same period last year. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
Apartment construction took a major hit last year. The pandemic made suburban single-family homes more desirable, and builders stopped constructing dense urban apartment buildings. But it didn't take too long for that to change. The stunning price tag for a single-family home in Denver leaves many with no choice but to rent, says Terrence Hunt, an apartment expert at CBRE.
The buildings are filling up, concessions are being burnt off, and we're seeing rents actually trend up.
And those higher rents naturally lead builders and investors to start constructing new apartments. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Colorado businesses are required to accept cash for all purchases under a new law taking effect today. The law addresses concerns that a move away from currency would hurt low-income Coloradans who are less likely to have credit cards or bank accounts. The new law was mostly supported by Democrats in the legislature. At a hearing in the spring, Republican Senator Rob Woodward criticized the policy as overreach.
I'm concerned that we've prohibited vendors from taking common sense decisions around things like COVID. I don't want to touch dirty dollar bills. And number two, kind of that private property rights. Shouldn't every person be able to accept whatever sort of trade that they want?
Retailers who were found refusing to take cash could be fined $250. Coloradans are now protected from discrimination based on their gender expression and gender identity. The elements of the state's anti-discrimination law take effect today. The law covers employment, housing, health care, and other areas of public life. Gender identity refers to someone's innate sense of their own gender, and gender expression is how they live that gender in the world. At CPR.org, Colorado abortion providers expect patients from out of state as Texas comes close to banning that procedure. They say they knew it was coming. That story is at CPR.org. This is CPR News.